We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Among the texts coming in, ask Adam, why do some vacuum cleaners have headlights?
It's a great question.
Man.
It's because
I don't believe I've ever seen a vacuum cleaner with headlights.
Really? Come on. All the classic models had headlights on them.
Maybe I'm just forgetting right now. Maybe it was all those drugs I've been taking the last.
Because back in the day, power grids being what they were, when you ran the vacuum cleaner, it typically would blow the circuits in your house. So you would have to actually power down to use the vacuum cleaner. Thus, that's why they had the headlights on them, so you could still vacuum without the lights on.
I mean, it sounded very good.
It was convincing, yes.
No basis of fact at all.
Nope.
But it sounded excellent.
You don't know
it sounded
that.
More convincing than you most of the time given the news. I'm an excellent vacuumer, by the way. I'm convinced I'm a much better vacuumer than you two.
I'll stipulate to that.
Yeah, I could care less. Yeah. Couldn't care less.
I've heard stories of some of your vacuuming, and I don't want any part of that. So that's
got
fine.
The Roomba.
Take some pride in your vacuuming, Carter. So honestly.
I got a Roomba. That's all I need.
Diana, of course, leads us off. Go ahead, Diana. Diana, I think I'm a better vacuumer than you too.
No.
Wow. There we go.
I am
OCD. That's what I want. I want some pride.
Vacuuming.
Thank you.
So I don't think so, Chad. And my vacuum has a light on it.
Does.
See?
Got it.
Yeah, so I can make sure that I'm getting everything off the carpet.
Very, very inspecting. What is your question today for the middle-aged man?
Well, first of all, Adam.
Yes.
I have to tell you that your Night Talk voice got me a little flustered.
Ooh, wow. Night Talk.
Oh, my gosh. It's like, whoa, that sexy voice there. But my question today is, if you were a horse, what breed would you be?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Man, I've never been gifted with speed, so I think I'm going to go with like a thoroughbred, maybe a chestnut colt, so I can run and free and maybe win a race or two.
They are pretty when they're running.
Yes. Plus, you know, you work till you're three. Your work is behind you after 3 or 4 years. Then all you need to put out the stud. I mean, what's not to love about that?
Oh, with that Night Talk voice, that would be perfect for you, Adam.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
No, I'm a little flustered.
The flustering is continuing. Brian is in Minneapolis. Go ahead, Brian.
Hello. How are we doing?
Hi, Brian.
Before Dan Cook started, what was the average radio life of a producer on the Chad Hartman show?
Mm-hmm. Ooh. And by the way, we should add, it's National Producer
Day. Right.
It is?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I did not know that.
Congratulations, Dan.
Thank you.
So let's go through the list.
Got that gift
it
somewhere.
Is Brendan Kieran.
Wait. We've got,
Kelly.
Don't forget about Dan Geiger.
Yeah, but Dan, you're right, but Dan, we kind of inherited, and Dan stayed very briefly, but yes, Dan Geiger, for sure, you're right, but folks, we actually had input on, and I wish Dan only the best, Kieran, who we text with pretty much every day, Kelly, who's a saint,
Jenna was first.
Jenna was before, Jenna, who would defend me more than anybody on planet Earth. Kelly, who might be the nicest person. Lindsay, the most genuine person. And now Dan. And thankfully, we're all good friends.
Wasn't Shaletta?
But except for...
Well, Shaletta had like a couple of weeks, right? Okay. And then there was an interim period there.
Yeah.
And technically, I had an interim period between Geiger and Kieran. So.
Oh, that's right.
All right.
Yes.
Cool.
That is correct.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's very good. Yellow.
Yep.
But to, still here.
But to answer his question, what was the average shelf life? Was it 2 years, 3 years?
2 years, probably.
Two to three. And here's how the shelf life would last longer. Pay people.
Yeah. Well, there's that.
It's not complicated. Everybody gets along great. Pay people. It's pretty simple. Another Brian. Let's go to Brian in Savage, I think it is.
Enjoy the show, guys.
Thank you.
Couple of weeks ago, there was a conversation. I think it was Adam, but I'm not sure. It was about having a great hamburger. And that person inquired at the restaurant, and they said it was their hamburgers were made out of half skirt steak and half something else. I missed the something else. Anybody remember what it was?
I can't remember if that was me or not. The last really good hamburger I had was at, I mean, just the, like, I've had a lot of good hamburgers, but the one that really stood out was the one at the Gnome this summer.
Very good.
And
had it. Yep.
That's a mix of, I can't remember. I'd have to look it up. That might have been it, but I'm not sure.
Brian, what would be your go-to hamburger combo?
Well, I like to grind my own meat, so I was interested in, I like skirt steak, and I wondered what the other ingredient was.
Is the skirt steak, is that an ideal for burger because of the, like the fat content, or what's the reasoning behind that?
The reasoning is there's three belly muscles, the brisket, the skirt, and the flank, and they're all very tasty, but they're all tough.
Sure.
So grinding it is really a good idea.
Nice.
Brian, I pretty much would walk across coal for great brisket. Do you like the skirt steak better than brisket?
Brisket's best when it's an 11-hour smoke job, and we don't smoke skirt. Hey, that restaurant in Cumberland, I thought it was Lonnie's, not Louie's.
Nope.
Was it Louie's?
Louie's.
Okay, gotcha.
Louie's Finer Meats.
Gotcha. All right, thank you.
Thank you. Ali, you're next. Go ahead. 651-989-9226.
Hey,
hello.
Hey, my question is, you know, is about Paul Douglas. And I know he was on the TV with WCCO, and then he disappeared completely. And now he's with WCCO Radio on his show. So what's going on? What happened here? What's the story behind it?
I don't know.
That's a good question. What is the story with Paul Douglas, Adam?
Paul had an extremely successful career as a meteorologist, television meteorologist, and then went on to start his own meteorological company. And as far as his term ending at WCCO television, I'm not sure. You'd have to ask Paul that. But
well, I think he's talking about his what was he doing?
Oh.
What was going on?
He's got the weather business.
Do you think people know Paul more from CARE? Or CCO. I think they know him.
I think it's still CARE.
CARE.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because they, when it was WUSA and then CARE 11 with Majors and Diana Pierce and Passolt, I mean, that was, they caught lightning in a bottle there.
Salad days right there.
By the way, back to the previous caller, that was the burger at the Gnome, pork belly and skirt steak.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Oh,
I think you've inspired me maybe to have a good cheeseburger tonight. Close circuit to Plymouth. Get a few more restaurants out here. Plymouth's a decent-sized town. We've got plenty of chains. The independent restaurants, we need way more. Okay, we'll get to more texts and phone calls for Ask Adam Anything when we come back. 651-989-9226. If you give us a follow on Twitter at Chad Hartman Show, Again, at Chad Hartman Show, you would have spotted this story. It's out of Indonesia. And a man was out fishing, and he caught at him a mutant baby shark with a human-like face.
I saw that. That was creepy.
Okay. This is a bizarre-looking fish. 0 to 10, how legit is this story? We think it's legit enough to put it on Twitter at Chad Hartman Show and to check it out.
Got to be true. But the ones that are also creepy that are 100% legit and got me thinking about the sheep's head that you catch that have basically human teeth. So if you Google a sheep's head, they're strange. They have human-looking choppers, and it's very disturbing.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, man. No thanks. Let's get to some of the texts here, and we'll get to calls, too. Have you ever had a chance to participate in fly fishing?
I have wanted to fly fish for years, and I have yet to learn how to do it, and I need to do it because, to me, that nothing says serenity to me like these guys out fly fishing, and I think I would love to do it.
Do you know which show semi-regular is a huge fly fisherman?
I'm going to guess that it is Belsky.
Jack William Nicholas.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Loves it. God knows what they're talking about out there, but Fruity Pebbles or
Cocoa Pebbles. The milk after you're done with Cocoa Pebbles, come on.
Overrated, both of them, I got to be honest.
Oh, stop it.
You give up one forever. Energy drinks, we don't call it soda on the show, we call it pop, or coffee. You give up one forever.
As much as, you know, I've tried not to get hooked into energy drinks, but man, like those monsters. And there's they can't be good for you. I don't know what they're putting in there, but it's – so I'd like to force myself to get off the energy drinks, even though I don't drink soda all that much.
Yep.
Coffee's staying, though. There's no ifs, ands, or buts.
Disgusting. Coffee is disgusting. You'd be a better person without it. I think I've had 5 sips of an energy drink. I don't like it. You know, and
it's
I know so many people – who are just basically mainlining them, you know, and they just mm-hmm. love them. Adam, will you spend a night at the, is it the Cecil Hotel in L.A.? I'm aware of this.
Yes, I looked it up, and it's notorious for lots of deaths occurring there, deaths and suicides.
It's a Netflix show right now, too.
Oh, is it?
The Vanishing at the Cecil Hotel.
Okay.
It's a true crime show.
I've never been to L.A., so I'd have to get to L.A. at some point. Yeah, why not?
Okay, well, that leads to a question. Then we'll get to some more of the callers here. What city in America do you most want to visit that you haven't visited yet?
Boy. Nashville.
Nashville, okay.
Yep.
For me, Austin. I hear so many good things about Austin.
Yep.
Andy is calling in from Isanti. Go ahead, Andy.
I asked my question of Adam. I'd like to say that he said soda. It's pop. Okay. Anyways, fellas, good to talk to you today. Thank you. I want to know Adam's opinion and of what, if any, good comes of it. Showing hundreds of people getting shots in their arms every day on TV. Now, I've had many shots in my lifetime. I'm not afraid of getting a shot. But why do I have to watch people getting a shot over and over, all different people, shapes, and sizes, getting harpooned like that? It's, to me, it's unsettling.
Andy, why do you think we're doing that?
You know what? I've thought about it. I have no idea. Is it to show people what they're in for, or That's why I want Adam's opinion.
Right, Adam.
Well, from a business standpoint, from the news business standpoint, you need B-roll when you're doing story. And if you got people getting shots when you're doing a story about vaccinations, that's kind of the money shot. So you want that in your story about having B-roll, as the kids call it over there at TV. But
thanks, Andy. Real quick here, we got about 45 seconds. Mike in Mora, if you can be fast, that would be appreciated. Go ahead, sir.
Yep. Adam, how far on distance, how far is a hop, skip, and a jump, a stone's throw, and as the crow flies?
Hop, skip, and a jump is, I'm going to say hop, skip, and a jump is 5 miles or less. Stone's throw is less than a mile.
And as something the you can't do. We saw that up as north.
As the crow flies, you're in the 20 to 30 mile range. As the crow
I think
flies.
Those are horrible estimates. Cook, did you agree with that?
But I love the confidence. I mean, he didn't hesitate.
Horrible
he
estimates.
After.
Hop, skip, and a jump is up to 5 miles?
Five. It's a hop, skip, and a jump, man. Get off your, you know what? Get off a Wallet
too many
Mountain.
Monster drinks
get off a Wallet
for that
Mountain.
Guy.
Get in your car and go to hell.
Okay. Stop talking there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.